Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, October 25th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Alumni Relations Director Daryl Peace. Birthdays, Pablo Picasso, one of the greatest and most influential artists of the 20th century, born on this day in 1881. Bad boy basketball coach Bobby Knight, 73 today. This day in history, in 1415, during the Hundred Years' War between England and France, Henry V, the young King of England, leads his forces to victory at the Battle of Agincourt in northern France. The legendary event inspired one of Shakespeare's most stirring speeches in his play Henry V, spoken here by Kenneth Branagh.
We few, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And gentlemen in England, now abed, shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, whilst any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day!
More bracing Brit bravado. On October 25, 1854, during the Crimean War, British Lord James Cardigan leads a charge of the Light Brigade Cavalry against Russian artillery, inspiring the classic poem by Alfred Lord Tennyson.
Half a league, half a league onward. All in the Valley of Death rode the 600. Forward the Light Brigade, charge for the guns, he said. Into the Valley of Death rode the 600. Theirs not to reason why, theirs but to do and die. Into the Valley of Death rode the 600.
On this day in 1886, the Texas State Fair opened in Dallas. A rival organization, the Dallas Exposition, opened the next day. Eventually, the two organizations merged to form the Texas State Fair and Dallas Exposition, which eventually became the State Fair of Texas. On this day in 1983, President Ronald Reagan orders the Marines to invade the Caribbean island of Grenada and rescue 1,000 Americans being held hostage by the Marxist government there.
Sam Rayburn once said that freedom is not something a nation can work for once and win forever. He said it's like an insurance policy. Its premiums must be kept up to date. In order to keep it, we have to keep working for it and sacrificing for it just as long as we live.
Number one on the charts this day in 1966, prototype punk rock. Question Mark and the Mysterians with 96 Tears.
And then I'm gonna put you way down here. You'll start crying. 96 tears.
On the KETR events calendar, a seminar is planned for Monday evening at the First Baptist Church in Commerce to help prevent violent attacks in church facilities. The seminar is free to all who'd like to attend. For more information, call this number, 817-437-9693. Again, that's 817-437-9693. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Daryl Peace, the Director of Alumni Relations at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
Good. Next week is homecoming week at A&M Commerce, and most of the activities will be taking place on Saturday, November 2nd, but other activities leading up to Saturday. Homecoming really kind of a highlight of the academic year at the university, isn't it?
It is. Correct. It's an opportunity for alumni to come back to campus to reconnect with old professors and friends and reminisce and just see what's happening here at the university.
Mm-hmm. Do you have some goals for homecoming as the Director of Alumni Relations? And I'm not talking about this particular homecoming, but just in general, what do you try to accomplish with homecoming?
Our goal is to make sure that there is a feel good that when people walk away, when they leave this campus, that they walk away thinking, wow, I had a great time. It was great to come back home to see where, you know, my career was launched, because this is where I got my formal education. And so our goal is to make sure people leave, they share that information with others who maybe didn't make it, and that you know, it would be a ripple effect that some people who didn't come back heard, you know what, I missed a great party, I need to be back.
No doubt there are a lot of people listening to us right now who are alumni of A&M Commerce or East Texas State University. Do we know how many alumni we have, and do we know how many alumni that we have, say, in a 75 or 100-mile radius of the campus?
Right. We'll have more. We'll have in excess of 80,000 alumni in our database. It's 80,000 living alumni. Within a 100-mile radius, we've got maybe a third of our alumni who live in a 100-mile radius in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So that's we have a large concentration of our alumni who live within a 100-mile radius of the university.
Mm-hmm. So obviously you have a lot of folks to draw from when you promote homecoming.
Exactly.
Anyone returning to campus now who hasn't been here for a while going to find a lot of changes.
They will. I tell people I commute. I don't live in Commerce. And there may be days where I'm not really paying attention to what's happening on campus. And when I leave, I circle around campus and I'm like, wow, that's new. I didn't see that. Yeah. But someone who hasn't been on campus, as a matter of fact, we had a lady who was there, one of our alumna today. She was a graduate of 1966, got her master's in 1972 and had not been to campus since 1972. Lives in Oregon, had been in California. But she said, things have changed. But just the east side of our building, she recognized something immediately, and this is the old president's home, the Heritage House, mm-hmm. and she recognized Ferguson, and so there are still some distinguishable buildings on campus that people will remember.
Right, a lot of buildings that have been here more or less from the beginning.
Right.
Well, any new activities for homecoming this year?
We've got this year. Well, annually we do what's called the Window Banner Door Contest. It is faculty and staff who can decorate their offices or their space. And this time we've developed a community committee, a community access committee, and we've taken that contest out to the community. And so local merchants can participate in the window banner door contest as a way to encourage them to get excited about homecoming and hopefully participate even more so.
Of course, most of the activities are Saturday, November 2nd. In particular, we have the homecoming football game at 2 p.m. against Angelo State. And I would imagine the Lions' success this year is going to bring a lot of people back.
You know, we're excited about homecoming. We had a meeting with athletics this morning with their staff just to coordinate tailgate, because tailgate will be a very large activity. We've got a number of people coming back. So,
and that is something that is new, also relatively new.
Relatively new.
10 years ago, 20 years ago,
right.
We didn't do a lot of tailgating
right.
here. But it's really a very festive kind of a party-like and celebratory atmosphere before football
games. Yeah, without a doubt. It's a party, and there will literally be thousands of people. We've got a group from the 60s, the 70s. We have a large group from the 80s, about 100 of them who will be here. And so we're excited that it's going to be a circus-like atmosphere. We think also that the success of the football team is driving people back to campus.
Mm-hmm. Had some good attendance, good crowds at
exactly.
the games so far this season.
Exactly.
And also there may be some curiosity about the new turf at the stadium. A lot of publicity over the summer about that, the giant Lion logo there in
right.
the middle of the field.
Right, right. And I hear that a lot from people. They're like, wow, I've got to get back. I can't imagine a logo that large. So
you know, I've had people comment, too, that wow, there's stands on the other side of the stadium now,
right.
too. That's
right.
That's kind of a strange thing. If it's not strange because every other stadium in the country has been that way. But here, that's kind of new.
Right.
Well, homecoming, again, coming up November 2nd, Saturday, November 2nd, but activities throughout the coming week at A&M Commerce. Darrell Peace, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Happy to be here. Thank you
this
so much.
Morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.